Welcome back to episode 5. I'm Hunter Logan. This is Hunter Logan Unmiked, and we are starting off the year 2018. Man, we're getting closer to real time, and I'm liking that. This one here, starting off, this is so cool for me. This particular episode, and I don't know if I'll just stay on this. I may be able to make one episode out of just this one particular topic. I don't know. But I'm going to start it off like this. In 1986, I was stationed in Bitburg, Germany. Well, from 86 to 90. And I'm playing in bands while I'm there. But a buddy of mine from Jennings gets stationed in the Army in Kaiserslautern, which is, I don't know, a couple hours away, I think. And he's getting videotapes of, yes, videotapes, because we had VCRs back then. So he's getting videotapes of Austin City Limits, Vern Gosden, and George Jones. And of course, I'm making copies of them. And Exile. And there's a concert of Exile. I love Exile. But my favorite singer on Exile is Les Taylor. I just like his voice. I like his mannerisms when he sings. I mean, he gets into it. Not that JP doesn't, but out of the guys in Exile, Les Taylor happens to be my favorite. So we're doing Exile songs in the band too, and you know, I'm following Les Taylor's. He's my favorite. You know, we come back stateside and we're back in the States and everything, and then there's a point where Les Taylor leaves the band of Exile and goes out on his own. He does a great cover of a Conway song. Every time I think it's over, I think it over again. And then he's got the big one that was real big down here. It's like that swamp pop sound. I coulda, shoulda, woulda loved you. Or I woulda, shoulda, coulda, however that goes. Man, they got a video out to that too. I'm just saying, I'm a Les Taylor fan. Always have been. So I'm putting up some CDs and stuff, and all these comp stuff. And as I'm putting this thing up, I'm just glancing, I see Les Taylor. I'm like, I'm looking at this. Now, there's a bunch of songs on this one. It says Les Taylor, and I'm like, as if this mountain don't move. I'm like, Les Taylor. Surely that ain't the same Les Taylor that I'm thinking of. Not the Les Taylor from Exile. Because he's back with Exile now. I take that CD, pop it in there, and you can't mistake Les's voice. And sure enough, it's Les Taylor. And I'm like, holy cannoli. Les doing a gospel song? This is cool. So, man, I'm all right. So I'm going to add this. And so I reach out to Les on his Facebook music page. And not expecting a reply of any kind. And his wife, Wendy, reaches out to me. And says, hey, Hunter, that's, you know, great. You're playing it, whatever. And I'm like, cool. So I'm thinking, wow, this is great. I'll never forget this. If you listen to the episode of Prophesy, Prophelie, the son that God did a work in with me and my son, you'll know what I'm talking about. Well, my old van, I gave it to him for transportation. I just gave it to him so he could have something to start with. It was old 89 Plymouth Voyager. Thing was still running. But I had to go pick it up at his work in Lake Charles. I think I had to go put a battery in it or something and drive it home or something. I don't know what it was. Anyway, so there's no air in it and it needs a front end alignment, I think. It's pretty ragged out. But here I am driving down I-10 back from Lake Charles. Windows down. And the phone rings. And it's Les Taylor. So here I am driving down the interstate. Sweating. Windows down. It's Les Taylor. The Les Taylor from Exile. Now, this is really surreal for me because I'm a huge Les Taylor fan. I'm like, and Les is asking me about the station and asking me about the countdown. How does that really work? Those kind of questions. And, you know, I'm telling him, I said, man, if you get your people to start listening to the station, start requesting the song, that's how it gets up in the countdown. I don't really, you know, it's a request-based countdown. That's how you get it there. And the more people that listen and request it, the higher it'll go. Oh, he says, okay. So, and we talk some more, and I'm, you know, of course, I'm telling him how much of a fan I am of his, and telling him about, you know, watching the tape in Germany, and telling him about, you know, when he went in a single solo career and the songs and everything, because I knew, I let him know that I knew the songs. It wasn't just that I knew he went solo. I actually followed what he did. And so it was a cool conversation. When I get off the phone, I'm thinking, man, that was Les Taylor. I was really talking to Les Taylor. So I'm thinking, you know, that's it. You know, that was cool. I got to talk to Les Taylor. But it didn't end there. I got a call. I got a message from Wendy. And she said, hey, next time you're in Nashville, let us know. And when Les and them are playing at the Opry, Les would love for you to come and be his guest. And I thought to myself, you've got to be kidding me. And I said, of course. You better believe it. Next time I'm there, I will let you know. Because we were going to be traveling a lot coming up. 2018 would be a year of traveling, so I knew I'd be in Nashville at some point or another. And if I could time it out to be in Nashville when they were at the Opry, that was going to be fantastic. And that would happen. And it did happen. So at one point, I forget what it was. I don't remember exactly when it was. It was for whatever it was. We were there. And my buddy Brian Carpenter happened to be there too. So there we were backstage at the Opry. The guest of Exile. And I never forget. Man, this is so cool. I still have the picture of it. Sonny, who is the bass player, he wasn't around to take the picture. So I convinced him to take a picture with me. I said, guys, can I just get a picture with y'all now? And when Sonny gets back, I'll get a picture with Sonny too. I said, this will be a great prank for me if I can just get a picture with y'all now without Sonny. So we went to the Grand Ole Opry sign that they got in the back there. You've seen it, the big gold one, the brass one, whatever. And there we are standing. And so I'm there in the middle of them. And then after we take the picture, I post, guess who's playing bass for Exile tonight? Because Sonny's not in the picture. Well, most people would be like, yeah, right. Some people actually thought that I was going to be their bass player. Or I might have posted, guess who's the new bass player for Exile or something like that. Some people actually bought into that. Some people that had been following HLE Radio or following me playing bass with different bands and stuff, because I'm starting to play out a lot lately at this point. It's just, it was funny. And I did it as a joke. A few folks actually, oh, congratulations, Hunter. And I'm like, it's not real. You know, it was just a joke. And then, of course, Sonny came around the corner, and then we took the picture. I got to take the picture with Exile. But I got to spend some time with Les away from Exile. And all those guys in Exile are fantastic. They are a super nice, nice group of people. But I got to spend some time with Les, and we talked a bit. And we talked about Jesus and his faith. That interview that he did when he called in on the station is on our interview page on our website. So you can go back and listen to it if you'd like. But we talked about his faith. We talked about Taylor guitars, actually. The one he's playing, how he got it. Similar to the way I got mine. It was just a great conversation. God just connected me with some cool people. People I thought I would never have met, people that I just admired, people that I admired for years. And then you get to meet them up close and personal and get to know them. What is so cool about that is when you get to meet those folks and they don't let you down. When you meet those folks and they turn out to be good people. You know how you like someone, or you think you like somebody, you haven't met them, but you think you like them, and then when you meet them, they turn out to be jerks. They're not who they portray they are. Well, everyone I've met so far like that has been who I thought they would be. And that's a big plus for me, that getting to meet those type of people and them actually being how I thought they would be. Well, that's a big plus. God's favor. That's how I look at that. God's favor to be able to be connected to folks like that. Truly blessed. I have seen more with this radio station and experienced more with this radio station than I ever did being out there on my own trying to push through this, trying to do music, chasing a dream. I have done more by being obedient to the Lord, and I've done and seen more and have been recognized more than I ever had doing it on my own. That I can honestly say. And without even trying to be. When you put him first, it's like I always say on the radio, when you make his will your will, he just does the coolest things for you. Right down to the littlest things, man. I can't imagine. I just can't imagine not living for him anymore. Like, I know I did it for all those years, but I couldn't imagine doing it again. I can't imagine my life without Christ. When I look back at everything he's done, everything he's brought me out of, everything he's kept me from, I just can't imagine being without him. I just can't imagine. In fact, I don't want to imagine, to be honest with you. Things have been so much better. And I'm thankful. I thank him every day. The first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is thank him. I thank him for everything. I have to. Because without him, I have nothing. Because it is him. It's because of him. It's because of Jesus Christ that I have what I have. I truly believe that. I believe that with all my heart. And you know what? I'm going to leave it right there. That's a good place to leave this podcast. But you know what? I'm going to leave you with this. If you don't know the goodness of Jesus Christ and you're listening to this, I want to invite you to meet him. And all you got to do is just say, hey, you know what? If Hunter says you're as real and as cool as you are, then I want to know you. Start a relationship with him. You ain't got to go through this big old rigmarole and find a church and find all this and find all that. Man, listen. You can start a relationship with him right now. Just simply do it on your own terms. Say, hey, Jesus, I want to know you. If you're real, I want to know you. So show me you. I want to get to know you. And if you'll start there, he will show himself to you. I'm serious. He will. It's just that easy. Think about that. Life for me is a lot better with him than without him. This I know. Hey, I love you. Till next time, we get together again. Remember Duke 28-2? Check us out on the morning show, hleradio.com. Check out saddleupradio.com. We have free apps for all of it. You want to get in touch with me, Hunter, at hleradio.com. On Twitter, hleradio. Facebook, Instagram, Hunter, Logan. We'll see you.